In Richland Center, Wisconsin, it is time now for the update at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Continued protests in Israel triggered by the murder of those six hostages in Gaza whose bodies were retrieved over the weekend. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Tel Aviv.
In the crowd, six symbolic coffins carried representing the six who were killed.
Demonstrators have just breached a barrier that the security service tried to set up, which is just a few hundred feet from Prime Minister Netanyahu's home.
And steadfast on their insistence for a ceasefire deal, Hamas now warning against further military rescue missions from Israel, saying hostages will return, quote, inside coffins.
Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia at the start of his longest trip as Pope. He will also visit Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. Thousands of unionized hotel workers remain off the job. They are striking several major hotel chains in at least eight cities. The employees, from housekeepers to front desk operators, want more money and for their employers to address understaffing. This is ABC News. One person is dead, two are still missing after an accident on the Connecticut River. The Coast Guard says nine people were on a boat that hit a break wall. A new law in Texas that's supposed to help protect children online is now on hold.
Among other things, House Bill 18 blocks underage users' online access to content on suicide, substance abuse, and grooming. Republican Todd Hunter was a co-sponsor.
Everybody now stalks you online, and it's an unfortunate day, but you know, this is the technology they use.
But federal judge Robert Pittman says politically charged terms like grooming are simply too vague, and he's put that part of the statute on hold. But social media companies are now prohibited from collecting data on underage users. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Some American history up for auction in Great Britain. A coin designed by Benjamin Franklin and dating back to 1776 is expected to sell for thousands. A British auction house found it under some jewelry in a coffee tin. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, good morning from WRCO and WRCE. We'll share with you the first day of school forecast next.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This is it. Krogan's Hardware, Furniture, and Appliances is closing the doors in the next few weeks. That's right. The time is near, and Krogan's will close the doors for the last time. But before they do, everything must go. Starting today, 50%. That's 50% off most items, including all power tools, power equipment, most rental equipment, paint, lawn, garden, and all remaining furniture and bedding. Half off almost everything in stock. It's gotta go, and most is now at 50% off. Open daily, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 4, closed Sunday. All sales final, see store for exclusions, credit card, or cash only.
Today, a high of 76 with sunny and pleasant conditions. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear, a bit chilly tonight. Patchy fog and a low of 50. Lots of sunshine and mild Wednesday and a high of 80. For Thursday, 81 with a 40% chance of a few scattered showers. And Friday, 68 with some stray light showers possible. In Richland Center, a beautiful 76 yesterday. Do you realize a year ago on this day, we were tying a record at 96 degrees. So it's a lot better, I guess, in terms of going back to school today in 76-degree weather. Later on, right now, it is 46. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I've been so many miles, I done forgot how long I've been gone. I worn a hole right through my soul in both the shoes I got on. I ran the streets, I shot the breeze, I've seen the world and found out my ragged heart's still on a string that's tied to you. When I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Pick out your best dress, leave it on the floor. I'm coming in hot, baby, can't wait no more. Yeah, so baby, leave a light on and let your hair down.
Old Dominion on WRCO, WRCE. Some things to celebrate today. It's U.S. Bowling League Day. It's Telephone Tuesday. Observe the Tuesday after Labor Day. So, telephone a friend. They still say telephone? I guess so. I'm thinking the old landline with a rotary dial, but probably not that kind of phone. It's also National Baby Back Ribs Day. Celebrate accordingly. Throw some on the grill and celebrate a new beginning, a new school year. Hard to believe that is that time of year. As we all go back, those of us that are not in school anyway, go back and think about those days. Here we go.
School days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in calico, I was your bashful barefoot beau, and you rode on my sleigh. I love you, Joe, when we were a couple of kids.
You wrote on my sleeve, I love you, Joe. Hey, who's Joe? Come on. Anyway, takes us back a little bit. Today is Quizzy Poo Day, and old Hang Bray, well, he is sick on the first day of school. Not really. Well, he is, but he's not here. So we have a substitute teacher. Hopefully it's someone I can push around today.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog, and thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. Till the day he died, took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
John Denver. I'm not in trouble, I don't think, anyway, but that puts a little deposit in the love bank today and playing my wife's favorite singer. We'll be back with our Quizzy Poo today in just a moment.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Get ready for a week of fun, excitement, and endless entertainment at the Richland County Fair, running September 4th through the 8th. From thrilling rides at Mr. Ed's Magical Midway to mouth-watering fair foods, there's something for everyone. Check out the grandstand events like the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers on Friday night and an unforgettable concert by Ashley Ryan on Saturday. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day of exhibits, livestock shows, and contests. And don't miss out on the Children's Day Saturday with tons of activities just for kids, including the pedal pole and a little British showmanship contest. Daily gate prices are affordable at just $10 for adults and $5 for kids, with special discounts for seniors, military, and first responders on Saturday. Plus, enjoy half-off gate prices on Sunday. Don't miss the Richland County Fair, September 4th through the 8th. For more information, call 608-647-6859. The Richland County Fair.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, Hank's taking a long weekend. He's not here today, so we had to call a substitute teacher on the first day of school. So good morning to Mr. Fuzz McCauley. How are you, Fuzz?
Good, Phil. Thanks for having me as the backup. To the backup.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, here you were sitting the bench and you got called in. So
I might have been out in the concession stand getting a hot dog. Oh,
you might have been.
Yeah.
Right. How did your event go? You were at True Value Auto a couple of weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah, Auto Value. Auto Value. And it went very well. I think you wonder when you do a brat feed, for example, what all's going on in town today. There were lots of things, which is great. A lot of things in town, and a lot of them had to do with food. And you wonder, okay, how many brats do I take? You know, all that stuff, and who do I organize for that? And I think we're just fortunate. We have our FFA and alumni. We have such a good group of followers that they're going to come. You know, if they're around, they're going to come have a brat and talk and chat and all of that. And it was a really good day. And, we had ice cream there, Auto Value furnished ice cream, which was a surprise to me. Chuck had just mentioned it to me like a couple of days before that.
All the trimmings.
Great day.
Yeah. And then I saw the tractor out front there. You're selling raffles on that restored tractor. I could put that one to work, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing will do it.
Sure.
And it's the right color for a lot of people.
Sure. Right.
And Yeah, it's all good. And I just love to see people that I haven't seen for years.
And you have your big event, your golf and beanbags. That's coming up later this month now,
isn't it? The 14th, yeah.
Okay.
It's the weekend after the county fair on the Saturday. Golfing at Quail Run, 1 o'clock. And then we do beanbag toss and a lot of other games at the American Legion at 5. So you don't have to be an FFA member. You don't have to be an alumni member. We say if you're a supporter, come on down and have fun.
Richland FFA, the alumni, you guys are looking for some good things to do. And are there some things that you raise money for, Fuzz?
The main purpose of our fundraising is to support the FFA. So our major way of doing that is that we like to give brats, I say give brats to the FFA. And when they cook those at outings, whatever they're doing, you know, and events, then whatever money they make, it's, you know, it's profit. So we have people like Jeff Munson donates a pig every year, and we have some other sponsors that actually pay for processing and all of that kind of stuff. Cardinal Glass is a big one for us. Compeer Financial, they donate every year. So yeah, we get people. That way the brats are free. We give those to the FFA. We try to keep them active, and that's one way to, you know, actually keep them active too in events. Make money and be active.
First day of school today, Fuzz. Do you get a little nervous, you know, thinking back the all those years you had to go to school the first day of school?
I went, my first day of school was a lot of years, wasn't it?
Well, when you,
I
mean, when you actually attended school.
even as a kid, you think back. You know what? I guess I never thought about it, Phil. So I guess that means today is an okay day for my conscience.
Just another day. Yeah.
Another good day. Yeah.
Another good day. So, but you are still teaching school. You've got a quiz developed here for me.
I've got a quiz. So it's 10-point quizzes are kind of history for me because... back in the day when I was teaching, I taught, I gave a 10-point quiz 3 days a week. First thing you do when you walked in the classroom was you had a 10-point quiz, and it was always about what you've covered the last couple of days.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, and I never encouraged my students to, like, study overnight or anything for these quizzes, because I always figured if they did not remember the stuff we talked about in the last 2 days, then there was something wrong with what I was doing.
Mm.
So... 10-point quizzes and are just kind of normal for me. And if you would be interested in 10-point quizzes, on our FFA alumni Facebook page, which I'm not a big Facebooker, but this is how I get a lot of old pictures out there. So it looks like an American flag when you get on the Facebook page. And there's 10-point quizzes on there, which are quizzes of old pictures, almost always, like pictures back in, some even back as far as the 60s, 70s, 80s for sure, pictures I've taken of FFA events and things and people have shared with me. So they're 10-point quizzes. You can just get on there and you don't have to physically do the quiz, but you read the questions, look at the pictures, and hopefully smile.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The problem is, Fuzz, though, I wasn't here the previous 3 days to study, so I don't know what the 10-point quiz is on today.
Yeah, and, you know, I was kind of wondering, okay, what would Phil think I'm going to ask? Mm-hmm. What's going to be my subject?
I was thinking FFA.
Okay. That would be one.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's what I wondered, because you did not ask me like two weeks ago, okay, Fuzz, what do you think you're going to quiz me on?
Right.
You have no clue.
I don't.
But you're guessing FFA, and you happen to be correct.
All right. well, I got the first one right, I guess.
Right, there we go.
Extra credit.
Extra credit.
All right. Yeah. Well, go ahead and hit me with it here, if you would.
All right. Well, the first question out of 10 is going to be the one that's outside of local FFA.
It's, all right.
Other than that, the questions will be local kind of thing. So, question number one. 3 years before the FFA was formed in 1928, a United States university started the eventual birth of the present FFA. So 3 years before it was organized. Was the name of that university club, was it Future Farmers of Virginia, Future Farmers of Ohio, or Future Farmers of Nebraska?
Hmm.
So it's A, B, or C, Virginia, Ohio, or Nebraska.
All right.
Okay, number two. You were quick on that answer.
Well, you got to go with your first impulse right there.
So from here on, it's local.
Oh,
local
good.
Stuff. So, right. Yeah.
Things I should know.
Well, could know.
Could know.
And I think the great thing here is it's questions that people that are listening will maybe know.
They will.
Or they might smile about it.
Mm-hmm. And they know they'll beat me then.
Probably. Well, maybe.
Yep.
Number two, which of these three Aggies would be proud to be called the push-up king of Aggieville? And I have in parentheses, push-ups were known as a form of discipline.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, would say, oh yeah, I'm the push-up king. Would it be Billy Jones for A, B, Kyle Walther, or C, Mark Jelinek?
Okay. Got it.
Number three, Alice Doudna Kern was a past FFA member at Richland Center High School. She is currently the agriculture instructor at which of these high schools in Wisconsin? Is it A, Horicon, B, Madison East, C, Fenimore?
All right.
All right. Number four, the RCHS FFA has restored and raffled several tractors over the years. This should be right down your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these makes of tractors has not been on the restoration list? Is it the A, Alice Chalmers, B, Farmall, or C, John Deere? Has not been on the restoration list.
All right.
All right. Number five. You're halfway through this. You feeling good so far?
I'm not sweating too much yet.
Okay. All right. Number five. Which current RCHS coach was an Aggie that earned the right to kiss a calf at an FFA assembly? Was it A, Coach Troxell, B, Coach Johnson, or C, Coach Gunderson? Kiss a calf.
Kiss a calf.
Kiss a calf. I have a photo to prove that answer, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, yeah.
Incriminating.
And the calf wasn't happy. Yeah. All right, number six. Who was the only Wisconsin State FFA president to have come from Richland Center High School? Was it A, Gloria Durst Joseph, B, Brian Jelinek, or C, Preston Green? Our only state president that came from Richland Center.
All right.
Number seven, which RCHS agriculture teacher was well known for popping popcorn for RCHS football games? Was it Fuzz McCauley? Was it Leo Keegan? Or was it Becky Gerke? Popcorn at football games.
All right.
Eight. Who was the first girl at RCHS to be enrolled in an agriculture class? Was it Ginger Keller McCauley, Connie Kepler Turgeson, or Kathy McMullen?
I'm just taking some stabs in the dark.
Yeah, and by the way, that was like the first only time you could start. In other words, girls were not even eligible.
Before that. And look at it now, how it's changed. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Lots of women in agriculture and FFA.
Right.
Yeah. All right, number nine.
Number nine, the annual FFA banquet for Richland Center was never held at this banquet facility. Was it never held at the White House, the VFW, or Peach's Supper Club? Never was held at which facility? The White House, VFW, or Peaches?
All right.
Number 10, in 1970, Leo Keegan's crop judging team placed first in the state competition. Who joined Rick Harsha and Wilford Spry on this team? Was it Fred McCauley, Chet Sumwalt or John Turgeson?
Boy, you're going back there for some history.
Yeah,
today.
That's back. And by the way, it wasn't the only time his judging teams ever placed first. So it was I think like three or four times.
Sure. When did he retire?
Would have been like 74.
Okay.
Right in there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had him as an ag teacher.
Sure.
As a high school student, and then it wasn't long after that. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 10 questions. We'll go through them quickly here. I'm not sure how I did. I'm going to predict I've got four right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this was too tough, maybe.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be able to push this sub around very well here.
Maybe you could have done much better than you think, but maybe I could have some bonuses. Okay. Number one. 3 years after the FFA was formed in 1928, a United States university started the eventual birth of the FFA, as we know it now. What was the name of that university club?
I said Ohio.
And the correct answer is Virginia.
Oh!
Okay, well,
boy.
Tough start. You can, you'll get a guy on first base quickly. Number two, which of these three Aggies would be proud to be called the push-up king in Aggieville?
I went with Chief Billy Jones.
Unfortunately, he had done some, but wouldn't be bragging about being the chief. It'd be Kyle Walther.
Oh, man. Missed it by that much.
Whew. Just okay. One letter, though.
All right.
One letter.
Yeah, right.
Alice Dowden Ackern was the past FFA member at RCHS. She's currently the teacher at what high school?
Horicon
is correct.
Woo!
There we go. You're on a roll now.
Oh, yeah. Off and running.
I think you're going to do well now from here on out. Four. In RCHS, they have restored many tractors and raffled them. What brand have they never done, Phil?
John Deere.
That's correct.
Woo-hoo!
John Deere. You're on a roll. Five. Which current RCHS coach was an Aggie and earned the right to kiss a calf?
Coach Troxel.
Correct. Was that a guess or you thought,
had an inkling on that one. Yep, I believe I might have been there.
Good. Six, who is the only Wisconsin State FFA president from Richland Center High School?
Preston Green.
Correct.
Woo!
Correct. Seven, which ag teacher was well known for popping popcorn at RCHS football games?
Leo Keegan. All right.
Right.
Oh, on a nice roll here, fellas. One, two, three, four, five in a row, baby.
You're already past four.
I am.
You're already past four.
In euchre, you only get what you bid. So I,
Right.
I only got four I bid. But anyway.
Eight. Who was the first girl in RCHS to be enrolled in an egg class?
Kathy. I didn't write the full name.
Kathy McMullen?
McMullen.
Unfortunately, it was not. Ginger Keller McCauley.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for Ginger.
Kathy was, and during my time, was one of the first FFA officers.
Ah.
She was on one of the first FFA officer teams.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
That was probably it. Yep. All right. Number nine. The annual FFA banquet has never been held where?
At the White House.
That's correct.
Woo-hoo.
It has never been at the White House. And number 10, in the 1970 Leo Keegan's crop judging team that placed first in that competition, who joined Rick Harsha and Wilford Spry on that team?
I went with John Turgeson.
Unfortunately, that is not correct. Chet.
Oh.
Chet Sumwalt.
Oh,
I was going to throw something in there about known as the barefoot businessman, but I thought that would give it away.
That would have. One, two, three, four. So I have six right, Fuzz.
Yeah.
You thought four. I thought four, so.
And again, you did not ask me, what is this quiz going to be about weeks ago?
That'd be cheating.
Can you imagine trying to study for a quiz like that?
That'd be hard. You'd have to go to the history room at the Brewer Public Library, maybe find
correct.
Some of that stuff.
So, correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good, Phil.
Thanks for coming in. You're a really good substitute teacher, Fuzz. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Maybe we'll see you again.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Fuzz McCauley filling in for Hank Ray today.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Thanks to today's substitute teacher, Fuzz McCauley. And now a look at today in history. 1894, the United States celebrated the first Federal Labor Day holiday. Also in 1951, the soap opera Search for Tomorrow made its debut on CBS. 1982, the three-day US Festival opened in California. More than 400,000 people turned out to see bands such as The Cars, Fleetwood Mac, and Talking Heads. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy wishes to Mark Aide from Butch and Mrs. Butch, to Linda Peterson from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday, Bill Bisco, from Marge, Grant, Jamie, Nick, Carla, Nate, Kelly, Nick, and Emily. Happy birthday to Grandpa Bill Bisco from Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Savannah, Caden, Liam, Alec, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. And to Bill Bisco from Park Street Christian Church. Happy day today, Alicia Coy from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks, Alicia, for everything you do. Happy birthday to Oliver Vitale today from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Have a great day today. Best wishes from Backroads Resurrection Life Church to Oliver as well. And it's John Gillingham's 40th from Melissa and the kids. Happy birthday, John. On this Tuesday morning from the RC Lions, we salute Bill Bisco, Jill Shelby, and Joyce Tennant, all celebrating today. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Tiffany Alf, Bill Bisco, Linda Ogie, Joellen Young, and happy anniversary, Ed and Linda Chitwood. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, we salute Kinsley Putz and Ted Anderson, Jordan Scott, and Boston Drone. Happy anniversary, Tim and Cedar Schneider, and Ed and Linda Chitwood.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Helping you build a better life. options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Thanks again to Mr. McCauley, and we have an update, too. One of our listeners called in to say that Mr. Keegan, Leo Keegan, retired in the year of 1976, actually. So then we stand corrected on that one. All the best to everybody celebrating today, and thank you so much for joining us. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, a high of 76. Tonight, mainly clear and a bit chilly with patchy fog, a low of 50. In Richland Center, it's 49 degrees after a low this morning of 46.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A missing swimmer was reported Sunday near Spring Green. At approximately 3:48 Sunday afternoon, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in the Spring Green Township. Deputies, fire personnel, and conservation wardens responded to the area. Once on scene, it was learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar while another was rescued by a passing boat. The third man, a 24-year-old from Richland Center, was unaccounted for. Members of the Sauk County Dive Team, conservation wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Departments searched the river unsuccessfully for the missing man until darkness set in. Search efforts are continuing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz spent his Labor Day in Milwaukee. The Minnesota governor addressed a pro-union crowd Monday at Labor Fest on the city's lakefront. Walz contrasted a possible Kamala Harris presidency with a second Donald Trump presidency.
So you ask yourself, who's the right leader for our country? Kamala Harris, who has spent decades putting criminals behind bars, or Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who get up every single morning, run to the nearest camera, and whine how they're being treated unfairly.
During his remarks, Walz spoke on how a Kamala Harris presidency would benefit labor.
Vice President Harris will sign the PRO Act, make it easier to form unions, period. Period. And you know what comes out of that? You can collectively bargain. You can go do the work to get fair wages, safer working conditions, good health care, and a good pension.
The pro-union crowd Monday at Milwaukee's Labor Fest was urged to act for the election of his running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris, into the White House.
Our country depends on it. Our children depend on it. And to be quite candid, The rest of the world depends on us to stand up and vote for a pro-democracy, pro-worker, pro-future candidate.
Walz visited Milwaukee as the presidential race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is neck and neck in Wisconsin. After a summer of historic tumult, the path to the presidency for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump this fall is becoming much clearer. The Democratic vice president and the Republican former president will focus almost all of their remaining time and resources on a small collection of undecided voters in just seven states. And they will try to train their message on three familiar issues above all, the economy, immigration, and abortion, even as heated debates over character, culture, and democracy rage in the background. Meanwhile, a sense of anxious uncertainty has begun to creep into both campaigns as an eight-week sprint to the election day begins. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. The Trump campaign has scheduled a rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Last week, Trump held a town hall event in La Crosse. Trump's visit continues the sharp focus both presidential campaigns are keeping on the Badger State, with President Joe Biden making a campaign stop for Vice President Kamala Harris this Thursday in southwest Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is making new investments to reduce fatal drug overdoses. Director of Substance Use Initiative Michelle Hayes says they're adding more public health vending machines, which have been successful.
Creating that low barrier access, that confidential access, and sometimes it's beyond business hour access to life-saving supplies that we know are actually saving lives in our communities. We have over 10,000 known successful opioid reversals.
Hayes says 22 community agencies receive public grants to purchase the machines, which are stocked with items like fentanyl test strips. Wausau Pilot and Review reports that 31-year-old Joshua Lake, 28-year-old Jessica Colby, 31-year-old Mercedes Perkins, and 36-year-old Dustin Brunker have all been indicted in U.S. District Court following the April 15th raid, which turned up 5 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 2 pounds of cocaine. Investigators say Lake is also facing charges for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. The group was scheduled to face charges in Marathon County, but those were quickly dismissed once federal investigators took over. A formal indictment came down in July. If you went to a Northwoods League game this season, your data might have been stolen. The league, which includes the Wisconsin Woodchucks and the Madison Mallards, announced last week someone had gotten into its online ticket system this summer. The hacker got access to names, emails, phone numbers, and credit card numbers. League officials say they've patched the breach and have notified any affected customers. It's Richland County Fair Week. While things don't officially get underway for public viewing until Thursday, today is entry day for flowers and houseplants, photography, and foods. All entries in these departments may be brought in between this morning from now until 6 this evening. Those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. A public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study conducted by Venture Architects will be held Wednesday night. Richland County Board of Supervisors Chair Dave Turk says the board wants to be as open and transparent as possible.
We made the decision that we want to have that be an open public meeting and invite as many people as want to come. So we got a venue at the White House Banquet Hall that'll hold more people so we can all hear the news at the same time. And we try to do that with other things, too, where we do the stuff out in the open. We communicate the information to the best of our ability so people really do know what's going on.
During this time, Venture Architects will present the findings of their evaluations of the Richland campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. County Administrator Candace Pesch.
We really feel as though it's a one-shot deal. we have to do this right the first time. And so, you know, we said in the very beginning of this that we needed to make data-driven decisions because we have a very limited tax base. Our citizens are highly taxed. We know this. We need to make the very best choices that we can and utilize those dollars in the very best ways possible. We know that losing the campus has been a very emotional topic for many, many people here, and we want to be as respectful as we can in how we move forward with this. And so we decided as a board to hire Venture Architects to come in and evaluate the condition of all of those buildings as well as the county buildings, because you can't make any decisions on future use until you know exactly what you have.
The county was made aware that there hadn't been much maintenance on the campus buildings.
Deferred maintenance, as we all know, is very, very costly. And so you need to know what you're looking at. Because if you just decide to reuse a building and then the HVAC system goes out and then the windows are bad and then you have to replace this and this, pretty soon you're pouring millions of dollars into one building. And is that really the best, most efficient use of taxpayer dollars? And so that was really the logic that we decided to use when approaching this study.
Beginning at 6 Wednesday night at the White House Ramada Inn Banquet Room, Venture Architects will relay its findings to everyone in the community at the same time. Administrator Candace Pesch says this is being done to avoid miscommunication.
We consulted with the chair, the vice chair, and, you know, we just decided that it would be best that everybody hear the same message at the same time in the same room, that the public get the same information as the board directly from the consultants who did the work, who walked through those buildings, who did that evaluation. So that's the logic behind the meeting on Wednesday. So they will be presenting the information, they will have slides, they will have pictures, they will answer very limited amounts of questions just about the conditions of the building. We're not going to be talking future uses at this time, nothing along those lines, because the board will not have had any time to process these either. But at least it'll give us an idea of what we have at this point to help us decide, you know, start processing where we want to go in the future.
All interested parties are invited to attend the meeting Wednesday night at 6. A virtual option will also be available for those needing it through the Richland County government website. Again, future plans will not be discussed at this time.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, September 3rd. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high of 76. It's 49 degrees at 8 o'clock.